I'm Alex Donnelly. I'm the drummer for Captain Custard. Got Pat Carroll on guitar, Charlie Dobinson on bass, and Zach McGlone on guitar.
Maybe to you, Pat, tell us a bit about Captain Custard. How long have you been playing together and what sort of music do you do?
Captain Custard, we've been playing for about 4 months, I'd say. Our genre of music is like a psychedelic sex funk gumbo rock. And yeah, it's sort of just a mixture of all those styles, but just with our own flavour to it.
And you perform all your own original songs and your original music?
Yeah, we've been writing since about 2008 with one of our earliest songs that we perform, so yeah.
And who does all the writing?
Charlie, mostly.
And Charlie's the vocalist as well as guitarist?
Yeah, we all have a bit of a bash, but he's our main lad.
You had some success in your local Battle of the Bands competition, and this Friday night you'll come up in the regional finals of the Freezer competition. How do you expect to go?
I reckon we'll go pretty good, actually. We're throwing something completely different in amongst the basket, so I reckon with our originality we might score pretty high.
Can you tell us more, Pat? What's the plan for Friday night?
Oh, it's all top secret, so because we don't want to give away too many hints, but there might be a bit of like world music in there, like a bit of Indigenous, and we might chuck in a few stage antics, but you'll have to keep your eyes peeled for that one. So
what's the experience been like so far of being part of the Battle of the Bands competition? Is it a good way to get your music out there and get an audience coming along to listen to you perform?
Absolutely. It's been, if you don't go in Battle of the Bands as a local band, then it's a lot harder to get your music and your name out there. So Battle of the Bands is a definite good way to do that kind of stuff.
And yourself, Pat, what have you got from the experience of being in this competition?
Sort of just like the pressure of performing to your peer group and just being organised, really being organised for the stage.
And you're a pretty organised band, Captain Custard. It's a pretty organised outfit.
Some more than others, but we try.
So you're obviously a close group of friends to be able to do something like this. When did you first start sort of playing together?
Well, me, Pat and Charlie started pretty much as soon as we hit high school. So we were about 13 when we had our first jamming to Smoke on the Water. And then we decided to get pretty serious, so we invited Zach in. And yeah, then we got really serious and started playing around.
And where would you like to take the band? Perhaps to you, Pat, where can you see Captain Custard ending up?
Oh, I'd probably say maybe like in lights on Hollywood Boulevard, you know. No, probably just maybe like a few gigs in Melbourne would be awesome, but I don't know. We'd like to take it to the next step, but school might get in the way and whatnot. Just enjoying it at the moment, you know.